The Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association will be hosting the Kahuina Conference this Thursday at the Hawaii Convention Center. Topics include culture in sports, including football and surfing, music, science tourism, and more. The conference will also host a market selling products by Native Hawaiian artists and entrepreneurs. John DeFries is the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about what's in store.
Let me start with the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, who we represent, which was founded in 1997 by two very concerned Native Hawaiian businessmen and scholars, Dr. George Kanahele and Kenneth Francis Brown. And the concern back in 1997 was that the culture was either being misrepresented or marginalized in ways that were not helpful to the Hawaiian community, and also diluting the visitor experience over a long term. So they created the association to basically bring focus to Hawaiian cultural values that could enrich business development as well as leadership training. So we've been in existence since 1997, and Kahuina is our second annual conference, which will take place on March 12th at the Hawaii Convention Center. Kahuina literally means the intersection or nexus, and what we seek to do is address the nexus of community, culture, tourism, and sustainability. And to achieve that, we also present Hawaiian culture in its traditional perspective, as well as innovative ways it's being applied across tourism today. The whole point is too often Hawaiian culture gets pigeonholed. And we think of it in entertainment, we think of it in hula, all of which is important, by the way. But the whole purpose here is to present the fact that Hawaiian culture is pervasive in all aspects of business, all aspects of tourism. And as the largest industry, tourism has the opportunity to really help nurture the development of Native Hawaiian entrepreneurs, Native Hawaiian cultural practitioners, and in so doing, provide the visitor with an enriched experience. And we're excited about it because we begin to see signs in the marketplace where the market over time is going to start demanding more authentic experiences that honor culture and community. And Hawaii, frankly, is positioned to be a world leader in that area.
The community, I know you say, it has always been a part of these businesses, but there's maybe a discussion that they can't get along. But can you maybe talk about how are these things integrated?
My entry into tourism goes back to the early 70s, right? And I remember the industry basically messaging to the community what value tourism dollars meant to the community. I was always slightly offended by that because what that presumes is somehow tourism and the community are separate entities. The reality is every morning, in every hotel, in every business, the community walks in, and basically the community is operationalizing tourism, right? These are people walking from every corner of every island every day to make the industry what it is today. And so we need to reframe the way we look at that because we are not detached, and we shouldn't be talking to each other as if we are detached, because we need one another to achieve the business goals for the commercial aspects of tourism, but also we need to achieve the goals that can make a prosperous community, neighborhood, prosperous family by providing job opportunities. So, you know, I would say that it starts by understanding that the community and industry, tourism industry, are wholly integrated because there would be no industry without the community.
Who should be attending this event?
Given that we are the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association and a contractor to the Tourism Authority, our primary audience are people within the visitor industry or within the business sector here in Hawaii. But I will tell you that there is a registration fee of $85 for the one-day conference, which includes lunch and a reception that follows. But I would reach out to every one of your listeners from the general public and say, if you have any interest in Hawaiian culture, in the relevance of Hawaiian culture in contemporary times, I don't care what your profession is, you will find benefit by attending this event. It transcends tourism because we're talking about Hawaiian culture in a way that cannot be placed in a box. It cannot be put under glass. It is pervasive. It is what makes Hawaii unique. Whether you're in tourism, whether you're in the military, whether you're in a completely different profession, we end up with attorneys showing up. We end up with financial advisors showing up. And especially now, when the complexion and the landscape is shifting on things related to Hawaiian culture, much of it driven by the activity on Mauna Kea, but a deeper understanding, a better appreciation of Hawaiian cultural values is the way of the future, regardless of what industry you're in. You can be in public education, you can be a private school teacher, you will derive immense benefit from the lineup that we put together.
You know, right now, things going on at 30-meter telescope, Kahuku Wind Farms, you know, just some of the few cases out there right now where there's just this big discourse of Native Hawaiians and traditional practices versus new technologies or movement. But how can we bridge that gap?
I have to tell you, I'm encouraged by as a starting point, the new strategic plan that the Tourism Authority has adopted. And it comes on the heels of a year of community meetings, and it recognizes on every island and throughout the various communities, but it recognizes the adverse impacts that tourism has had on our communities, right? Some of our infrastructure, some of our favorite beaches, some of our favorite parks are not equipped to handle this, you know, impact of increasing numbers. And last year, we, for the first time, totaled 10 million visitors, right? And so what the strategic plan has done is establish these four pillars of natural resource protection, Hawaiian cultural perpetuation, community well-being, and global branding as a means of putting Hawaii on a trajectory toward responsible tourism, which is the counter to what is well-known as over-tourism. And what complicates this is social media. If I'm visiting Hawaii and I have a wonderful experience and I found this private secret waterfall, I'm a media company too, so I put it out there. The fact that I had to jump two fences and cross private property and all that really doesn't mean anything to me unless somebody starts to educate me as to how best to do my part as a visitor in somebody else's homeland. Tourism will emerge, I believe, as our friend Nainoa Thompson says, why isn't Hawaii a school and every visitor a student? And so I said to him, what are we going to teach him? And he said, malama aina, malama kikai, you know, so that they understand how we do it so that they can go home and apply it in ways that are appropriate to their homeland. And now that's a massive aspirational vision, but I don't think we have a choice. We, as the host, have an obligation to teach those who come here. And for too long, you could say that the market was actually dictating what it wanted from us. And I think the events that you pointed out, the points of conflict, the points of tension, are raising the specter of us as a host culture, us as a Kamaaina community, taking the responsibility to manage what has become the success of tourism that also has a adverse impact if you don't manage it correctly.
One last question about the event. Since coronavirus has been in the news and FestPac's been postponed, Honolulu Festival.
You know, we'll take precautions and we'll take the opportunity to present to the audience the kinds of things that we should be doing individually and with our families to help protect ourselves against this. Our event will move forward. We are not catering outside the state of Hawaii. So the people that will attend this come from every island, from different types of businesses beyond tourism. But it's a localized audience. So we're not reaching outside our shores at this time. But there are lessons to learn, and the Tourism Authority is diligent in getting information out because it is an industry that is extremely porous because we cater to an international marketplace. And Hawaii, in that respect, is vulnerable, and we need to take the steps to protect ourselves as well.
Can you talk about some of the speakers that will be at the event?
You know, we will focus on a range of topics, one of them being sports marketing. And we'll be looking at the impact of Hawaiian cultural values and how they're shaping these sporting events that are globally televised. And the three events that we will focus on are the Polynesian Football Hall of Fame, which is in its seventh year. In addition to that, we've asked Mufi Hanneman, president of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, to weigh in on the community programs that the Football Hall of Fame is having. And of course, in the last 7 years, as we know, local Hawaii athletes are beginning to excel at all levels of professional football. We'll also be looking at surfing. Let's hope that the Tokyo Olympics moves forward, because surfing will be featured for the first time. And here, most of America has soccer moms. Here in Hawaii, we have surfer moms. And we've got the best surfer mom, in my mind, in Malia Kaihue, the president of DTL, whose daughters are champion-level age group surfers, as well as her husband. And then we're taking the rare opportunity to interview a guy who's been at the forefront of the entertainment scene in Hawaii for more than 50 years, and that's Henry Kapono. Henry is a man of 100% Hawaiian ancestry who for more than five decades has remained at the leading edge and extremely relevant. So whenever he's performing at Duke's on Sunday, on Waikiki Beach, they are live streaming that around the world, and people will be amazed at what that global audience, how loyal they are on Sundays, and the impact it's having on putting Hawaii out as a brand and visitor destination around the world. Then in the afternoon, we'll look at science tourism and a project that is being incubated at the Imiloa Astronomy Center, where leading physicists and astronomers from Mauna Kea are now collaborating with Hawaiian language experts at Kahakaula Okeelikolani, which is the College of Hawaiian Language at the University of Hawaii Hilo, in that initiative led by Dr. Larry Kimura, in a collaboration with Doug Simons, who is the executive director of the Canada-France Telescope, and they will be joined by Kaiu Kimura, the executive director of the Imiloa Astronomy Center. And then we have the rare opportunity of bringing father and daughter together in Chad Kalepa Babayan, a Po navigator and one of the original crew members of the 1976 voyage to Tahiti on Hokulea, and his daughter, who has emerged as not only a voyager, but a navigator in her own right. And so they will be looking at both the anthropological progression of how voyaging emerged, first in Taiwan and then the Pacific Islands and ultimately to Hawaii. And Kalepa will be focused on that while his daughter begins to project how voyaging is affecting public education and educational youth initiatives on Maui. And then we're capping it off with a look at the Aloha Plus Challenge, which is Hawaii's commitment to six sustainable goals to be achieved by the state of Hawaii by the year 2030. And we're fortunate to have the executive director, Celeste Connors, who in a previous professional life was the White House advisor on global climate change to President Obama. And she will be joined by Kamanaʻopono Crabb, the CEO of the Kohala Institute. What's unique about that role is that the institute is headquartered at Iʻole Ahupuaʻa in Kohala, 2,400 acres under single ownership that is strategically aligned with the Aloha Plus Challenge goals, as well as the goals of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And then they will be joined by Kalani Kaʻanaʻana, who is the Director of Hawaiian Culture and Natural Resources at the Hawaii Tourism Authority. 6 weeks ago, the Tourism Authority Board approved a new strategic plan with four basic pillars: natural resources, Hawaiian culture, community, and global branding. And so within that strategic plan, there are specific references to tourism aligning itself with the Aloha Plus Challenge goals, aligning itself with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And so this panel will basically move through that topic, and some very qualified people to be speaking in every one of these topic areas.
That was John DeFreese of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. He was talking with our Jason Ubai. They were discussing the Kauʻina Conference. The event takes place Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hawaii Convention Center. You can find more information at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.